carrying Ork to help his other self live longer. By the time the rest of the ads fell, Tiny was down to 5% of his life, and the copy was at 11%. Letting out a sigh of relief, Alberich dismissed the second Tiny and brought up a second Bob again, as the others all turned their attention to the boss.
"You will never crush me and my clan," the chieftain roared, throwing back its head and letting out a long bellow.
Mary Sue's eyes got wide as she looked behind her, afraid more ants were coming. After a couple of seconds, she calmed down when nothing happened.
"We killed your pathetic clan first," Gerald taunted the orc. "You're the last."
The chieftain used his area stun again. In the 5 seconds the stun held them, the chieftain began to glow red. His next attack took Gerald all the way down to 50 out of 1,100, as he followed up the stun with his big attack again, doing extra damage thanks to being enraged. The stun wore off as the chieftain pulled back his axe to finish Gerald off. Tiny taunted the boss, causing it to turn on him as he closed into melee with it. Tiny's shield met the attack, but enough damage went through to reduce him to a sliver of life.
"For my master,"
Tiny rumbled, as he slammed his shield into the orc's face, his last attack before the orc killed him. Those few seconds brought enough time for Mary Sue to get some healing onto Gerald. Gerald re-engaged the boss as the DPS kept up their attacks. Bob was all but in hysterics as he kept throwing fireblast after fireblast with renewed vigor.
"You killed my friend, asshole!"
he ranted as he kept casting, since he didn't need to vocalize words for his spells.
"I'm going to cut your nuts off and fry them up!"
Albert raised a brow, surprised at the sheer depth of emotion that came from Bob over Tiny's death. It seemed that Bob actually liked Tiny more than he had been letting on. As his mind half considered that, he landed another blow on the chieftain, wondering how Tiny would react if Bob died. They were making good headway on killing the boss, finally dropping it to 100 out of 4,500, when it stunned them again. As before, during the stun, it followed up with its major attack on Gerald, which killed him this time. It turned on Alberit, hitting him for close to 200 due to his low armor. The blow landed squarely on his leather-covered head. As soon as the stun wore off, they killed the boss, letting out a ragged cheer as they all sat down exhausted.
"So close to being perfect, too," Alberit half complained.
"Well, a little under what level you should be in here," Mary Sue stated. "Without Tiny taking the ads, then sacrificing himself, we wouldn't have made it through."
"It was a little unfair to have the boss using its high damage attack right after it uses its stun, though," Fluffball mused. "I mean, how is a tank supposed to mitigate that?"
"There is an ability that will use your mitigation ability automatically for you if you're going to take fatal damage," Gerald said as he came back through the door.
"I didn't take it, but now I might, because other bosses are likely to do something similar. And honestly, it makes sense for the monsters to be smart enough for that."
"So you're not upset?" Fluff asked.
"Only that I didn't take that ability at 15. Gerald shrugged. "I had no idea they had changed the boss up to use those abilities as a combo like that."
"Well, let's grab our loot, head back to turn in the quests, and call it a night,"
Albert said, getting back to his feet.
"Master?"
Bob spoke softly.
"Tiny isn't able to come back for a while. And if you're all going to call it a night, can I take off too?"
Lips pursed at the soft tone Bob used. Albert considered his imp's hunched form.
"If that is what you want, Bob. But before you go, thank you. You did a great job all day, and even more so during this fight."
Bob gave a jerky nod before he vanished, along with the copy Bob. Fluffball, who had been watching, spoke up.
"He took that harder than I thought he would."
"Definitely didn't expect it either,"
Albert replied, turning back to see what loot Mary Sue got from the boss.
"Okay,"
Mary Sue said as she stood up holding a set of hard leather boots.
"My loot is a pair of boots with bonus wisdom."
Gerald looted the body next and came up with a bronze skull cap.
"Nice. Gives 5 points to constitution."
Fluffball ended up with a ring that gave her extra strength. Stacia got a ring with a bonus to charisma, which made her smile. Albert was last, and as he looted, the chief's body disappeared. He ended up with a leather chest piece with 5 constitution and 2 more armor than the leather chest piece he had been wearing.
"We're all looted up, so let's head back to the fort," Albert said, with the others agreeing.
It took a little over an hour, with them only attacking the patrols that got in their way, to reach the fort at a run. Before they headed inside, they sold off their junk to the single vendor. With that done, they went inside the fort proper to turn in the quests.
"This should level me," Fluffball said excitedly. "If it does, I can pick up dual wielding like I wanted to."
The sergeant looked up as they approached. Just before they reached the desk, Gerald paused and held Mary Sue back so Albert was the first one to the table. Albert hadn't noticed, as he'd been a step ahead anyway. He came to a stop and saluted the sergeant.
"Sir, we are back from our expedition," Albert said once the sergeant returned the salute.
"We have word from our scouts that the whole village was wiped out for the time being."
"Well done, you lot,"
the sergeant said with a nod of his head.
"If only the men could do what you've done."
Quest completed. Kill 30 orcs. Receive increased reputation with Stormguard guard factions, plus 10 gold. Quest completed. Kill 10 wargs. Receive increased reputation with Stormguard guard factions, plus 10 gold. Quest completed. Kill the orc chieftain. Receive increased reputation with Stormguard guard factions and an item from the quartermaster.
"Take this scroll to the quartermaster to pick up the gear and gold from him. The thanks of Stormguard goes with you."
The sergeant got to his feet, saluting all of them before retaking his seat. Albert chuckled as everyone in the party leveled when the 3 quests completed.
"Nice! Let's grab our rewards and head out."
The group exited the keep to find the quartermaster standing next to his forge, shutting the place down for the night.
"What do you all need with me? The forge is done for the evening,"
he said as he saw them approaching.
"We come to collect the rewards we are due per the sergeant, sir,"
Albert said, handing the scroll across.
20 gold and an item each,"
the quartermaster sighed.
"Fine, let's make this quick though, shall we?"
He handed Albert a book.
"Select your item. I'll hand out the gold while you browse."
Albert looked through the book and selected a ring with a plus 5 to intelligence, as his old one was about to break. He handed the book to Gerald, who was hovering, waiting to get it. Albert accepted the gold from the quartermaster, who had handed coin to the others already. Once Gerald and Mary Sue had their rewards, they said their goodbyes and vanished, logging out right there. Fluffball yawned as she equipped the new bracers she'd picked up, while Stacia looked through the book.
"I'm going for the night. Thank you for grouping with me again,"
Fluff said, suppressing another yawn.
"I might be on again tomorrow. If so, and you're up for it, I'll send you a message."
"Sounds good, Fluff. You have a good night,"
Albert replied, as Fluff used her homestone. Stacia coughed gently as she handed the book back to the quartermaster.
"I'm ready, master."
Albert grinned at Stacia.
"Let's go home then, shall we? I need to speak with Stuart before we bathe and have dinner. So when we get back, you get things rolling for dinner and bathing while I speak with him. Once that's done, we can have a little fun tonight."
Stacia shivered slightly.
"Will you spank me as hard as you did last time?"
Pulling out his homestone, Albert smiled.
"I can do that for you, kitten."
Stacia used her homestone a moment before Albert did. When he arrived, he caught sight of Stacia already entering the inn.
"Eager for tonight, I see,"
Albert chuckled to himself as he walked to the inn. The inside was packed full of people, as it normally was at this time of night. Pausing inside the doorway, he looked for Stuart among the masses, finally spotting him in the corner at a table with Grimgar. Albert made his way over to the table after a minute or two of dodging through the crowd.
"Evening, Stuart. Can I bend your ear about business for a few minutes? Hi to you as well, Grimgar. I promise it shouldn't take long." Stewart eyed him for a moment before nodding.
Ah, must be about your next summons. We need to go down to do that, though, so we can't break any laws and cause problems for Alistern.
Grimgar shrugged.
As long as he comes back for the next round. How did your hunting go?
We cleared out the Orc village. It was a little scary for a few minutes, but all in all it worked out.
How did Stacia do?
Grimgar asked intently.
She did her part fine. Nothing even came close to touching her either.
Good. Good. That'll be what I'll be wanting to hear. Don't keep him long. This ale won't last forever.
Grimgar chuckled as he snagged Stuart's mug from across the table.
Stuart shook his head. Can't leave ale out near him. He is a two-fisted drinker. All right, let's get going, otherwise he will order more rounds on my tab.
Stuart started moving through the crowd, headed to the tunnel. When they finally reached the workspace, they were completely alone. Stuart didn't seem to find it odd as he sat at his desk.
Okay, what did you need?
I wanted more information about the lesser succubus before I called the IRS for her. You said that succubi tend to push their masters for attention.
Yes, they do,
Stuart said, nodding.
It's not as bad as you probably fear, though. Think of it like the imp wanting to damage things, or the destroyer wanting to take a tax in your stead. Succubi just want affection, and maybe a rough time at your hands is all. Give it to her occasionally, and there shouldn't be any issues.
Unless you are one of those rare few who wants an incubus.
Alberic shook his head.
No, I like the females. Thanks for that, though.
Okay, so it's not like she's going to be all over me when we're hunting, then.
Not at all,
Stuart said. The worst I recall was a certain succubus screaming out her master's name for 3 nights running while we were out hunting. While actively fighting, though, I've never seen a succubus cause issues. Then again, if she becomes unhappy, who knows what she might do? I've never had an unhappy succubus.
He gave Albert a shit-eating grin.
Maybe you will have that problem, though.
Snorting, Albert shook his head.
I doubt it. Is it safe to summon down here?
Yes, that's why I suggested we come down.
Okay. Let me summon Betzel, then, and choose my succubus,
Albert said, just as a hand touched his shoulder. He spun quickly, his hand pulled back to strike at his attacker. He stopped himself from following through just in time, seeing it was Lilith.
God damn it, that would have been bad. Lilith, don't sneak up on me like that, please.
Blinking, Lilith shook her head.
I see now what Stacia was talking about. Very quick reflexes. I was just coming down to see if anyone here needed anything.
I'm good. Just about to summon the IRS for my lesser succubus.
Oh, mind if I stay and watch?
Lilith smiled brightly. Albert felt his mind blank for a second before he shook his head.
That's fine with me.
Lilith?
Stuart asked in question. But she just shook her head at him, her smile still firmly in place. Albert ignored the byplay as he went through the spell to summon Betzel. A moment later, a red summoning ring appeared and Betzel appeared, fixing his glasses.
Ah! Time for your last minion to be selected, summoner?
That is the plan, yes.
Very well. Your last minion is the lesser succubus. Choose we...
Betzel paused, looking at the book he had been opening.
This is odd. You seem to already have a succubus, which is doubly odd as you didn't summon me for her contract. Did you bind a free succubus to your side?
Not that I know of,
Albert said.
Maybe it's a glitch or a bug. Any suggestions?
Betzel frowned at his book.
Try summoning her?
Albert checked the second part of the spell that summoned his minion to him.
Okay, here we go.
I summon my minion, the Lesser Succubus.
As he spoke the words, he made the motion of cracking a whip as the spell described. He thought the default spell a bit much, figuring he could change it later. A bright flash faded to a cloud of smoke at his side. He was aware of a figure in the smoke, becoming visible as the cloud lifted. His gaze followed the disappearing smoke up the body next to him. Cloven hooves led up black leather calves that grew lighter in color, until they became creamy white skin just before the knee. The white creamy skin continued past the knee up to toned thighs. Wrapped around one of them was a black leather spade-tipped tail that quivered as it stroked the thigh it was wrapped around. The succubus next to him wore a pair of leather short shorts that hugged her hips like a second skin. As the smoke continued to rise up her form, so did Albert's eyes. He found a flat, toned stomach of white alabaster that gave way to a very full chest which moved with every breath and twitch of her body. His eyes locked briefly on the chest that was covered by a leather bra that helped enhance the assets more than anything. Two firmly toned arms were crossed beneath her chest, helping give them a little squeeze and lift, not that they needed more help. Two wings were stretched out behind her, bat-like wings of a black leathery nature that easily stretched 20 feet in wingspan. The next thing Albert noticed was the bright red hair, the dark red of blood mixed with the vibrancy of flame that hung in waves down her back, with a single lock draped down next to her bust. Tearing his eyes off her bosom, he pulled his eyes up to see the smiling face of his succubus, staring back at him with excitement and contentment.
"Greetings, master," Stacia said, licking her lips nervously, as if afraid he might reject her now.
Alberit, human summoner, level 16. Strength, 21. Agility, 21. Constitution, 30. Intelligence, 52. Wisdom, 51. Charisma, 35. Health, 1100. Mana, 1310. Spells, Demon Skin rank 2, Demonic Retribution rank 2, Summon Least Imp, Fire Blast rank 2, Sap Strength, Demonic Haze, Summon Lesser Destroyer, Demonic Vitality, Fire Burst, Summon Lesser Succubus. Abilities, Personal Spells, Flame Weapon. Copy. You have been listening to Gamer for Life, Book 1 of Alpha World. Produced by Greg Lawrence. Associate Producer, Emily Durr. Text copyright, 2017, by Daniel Schinhofen. Production copyright, 2017, by Podium Publishing. All rights reserved.
If you enjoyed this audiobook, you'll love Into the Deadlands, a free standalone novella in the Alpha World series, available exclusively on oddfans.com. That's audfans.com. Sign up today for free and start listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.